You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, Eskom, you will be aware, has reported its first profit in nearly a decade, 16 billion rand after tax for the year to March this year. Load shedding falling to just 13 days. That certainly is a dramatic turnaround from the more than 300 days the year before. But I guess questions still remain about sustainability, about concerning municipal debt, and also the SOE's long-term ability to stand on its own. Well, to discuss this now, I'm joined by Eskom Board Chair Mteto Nyati. Mr. Nyati, welcome to you. First profit since 2017. Can you confidently tell us now that this is a real turnaround?
We embarked on this journey from, this new board appointed in October 2022. So we've been 3 years into this journey. And underpinning this was to make sure that we improve the operations of Eskom. And we know that by improving those operations, it will then lead to a healthier organization. And the focus, we had this thing called Generation Recovery Plan that we implemented over a two-year period. And we set ourselves clear targets in terms of where do we want to be by when. And we have been able to achieve that. We missed our target of 70%. Energy availability factor in March 2025. We ended up achieving that in August. But that's where we are now, where we're sitting at about 70% energy availability factor. So operation is actually having excess capacity right now, which is a good position to be because it gives us the opportunity, even if the economy grows, we will have the capacity to support that growth of the economy. So it is sustainable. The profit that you see is linked to the fact that we are now billing more and we are selling more of our products and we feel that it is sustainable.
Notwithstanding that, what do you still see as the biggest risks facing the organization as you move forward?
The biggest risk is we have to continue to strengthen leadership. In my mind, leadership matters. All the time. We need to make sure that we have the right and capable leaders across the entire organization. We have concentrated in the past on the generation side of business, but going forward, we need to make sure that transmission as well, the National Transmission Company of South Africa, has the kind of leaders that can make sure that we execute on the TDP, which is the Transmission Development Plan, where we will be bringing in new capacity so that renewables can be connected into the grid. That is our next big thing. The other one, Jeremy, is making sure that we reduce significantly the cost of electricity. And that's going to be very hard because it means that we have to, from our cost base, and make some tough decisions within Eskom. We've given the executives of Eskom a target of 112 billion rand over 5 years to remove that from the cost base. And we will be, as the board, managing that tightly because it's through that we will be able to achieve our objective of making sure that we have a single-digit tariff increases going forward.
What type of tough decisions do you think the executive will have to make then in order to meet that challenge or target that you've set?
The key, for example, the usage of technology. We need to use more and more technology in the business, which means the usage of AI, artificial intelligence. And that may mean reducing the staff in some areas and redeploying those in other areas or reskilling them. It's never an easy thing to ask people to learn new skills. So that's difficult. Or in some areas, we may have to move people out of the business. So that's one area. The other area, which is very, very important, is the work that we have been doing in addressing governance and controls in the business to reduce and also eliminate corruption. Thus, we lose a lot of money linked to that. And the work that we've done, although we've done a lot in 3 years, we have to continue and double down on that work because it's got huge opportunities for us to make the savings that can carry this company forward.
Let me suggest to you, aside from that, municipal arrear debt is still a major risk, I would suggest, as far as Eskom is concerned. Sitting, if I'm not mistaken, at something like 95 billion rand, it's climbing. And I guess one's got to ask the question as to why Treasury's debt relief plan has failed.
We know why it has failed, because these municipalities, they just do not have the capacity to pay. So you need to address the problem at source. You need to make sure that you capacitate the municipalities themselves so that they can be able to collect the revenue. And you have the leaders in those municipalities that make the right decisions on the allocation of capital that is available. So Eskom on its own won't be able to solve this problem, but we have come up with a mechanism that will help us to, stop it from growing fast. It's called a distribution agency agreement, where we sign up the municipalities and we manage their electricity unit directly as Eskom. We do the collection, we help them with the capital expenditures within the municipalities that will significantly reduce the load reduction in those municipalities. But at the same time, we put ourselves in a position to do the collection and pay ourselves. So that is the drive that we are pushing. And together with our minister and also National Treasury, we are looking at ways and means of making sure that we tighten up the implementation of that strategy.
You're planning to reinvest something in the region of 300 billion rand over the next 5 years, if I read this correctly. Where's the money going to come from if municipal debt balloons further, in spite of the fact that you have this preventative solution in place?
Look, we have made some assumptions with regards to the level of collection that we are going to get. So this number that you are quoting is based on the fact that we may not have solved the entirety of the problem, but would have at least arrested it. And if we do that, then we'll be able to fund this. So that's what we're going to do. The money will be coming from operations. We'll be coming from our own operations, like we have done this year. It's coming from operations. We are reinvesting a lot of that back into the business. So that's that. But we have to make it work. This issue of municipalities, it is something that needs to be solved by the country. And I can see that there is will across the different departments to make sure that we solve this. Because if we don't solve it, we're actually creating a... It's going to be a problem for South Africa. It's not going to be just a problem for Eskom. We'll have municipalities that are failing, and we cannot afford that as a country.
Thank you very much indeed. That's the chair of the Eskom board, Mteto Mnyati. I appreciate your time.